This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
In some other local news this morning, the Cabinet is set to make an announcement today about a decision on the toll highways because there are now five proposals on the table. Four involve a proposed takeover of Plus, and one relates to the MOF's plan to buy over four toll highways owned by Gamuda and Lightrap for 6.2 billion ringgit.
Yeah, so it's either a sale or a consolidation of the business. And in terms of which companies have thrown their hats into the ring, there's a company called Widet Business Group. Now, they have submitted their interest in the proposal. They forfeit Khazanah 1.5 billion ringgit to exit that investment, in which case Widet would partner with EPF, which is a 49% shareholder. And failing that, Widet would also buy out both entities for 3 billion ringgit cash.
Now, Widet, which is actually an ACE company and is mainly in construction and also has the relatively lucrative contract to maintain our Istana Negara at Jalan Duta, they offer to seek a waived toll compensation worth 2.7 billion ringgit incurred by the government and owed to the current concession for the abolishment of tolls in Plaza Batu Tiga and Batu Kayu Hitam. Widet also added that it could look into an extension of the highway concessions for another 20 years after the conclusion of the first concession. Now, they have apparently identified a global strategic investor to fund the proposed acquisition and would also utilize internally generated funds and undertake a sukuk and equity issuance, as well as offer 25 to 40% reduction in current toll rates. And actually, we've had a breakfast grill with the WIDA executive chairman, Dato' Faizal Mustafa, recently. So catch that conversation on our BFM app and on Spotify.
Now, the other player that is in the ring here is Maju Holdings, and this is the flagship company of Tan Sri Abu Sayyid Mohammed, and they have raised their offer for Plus. So they revised an earlier proposal offering to buy Plus at an enterprise value of just shy of 25 billion ringgit, including the highway operator's debt to bondholders. And they offered to absorb 2.7 billion ringgit in compensation owed by the government, as well as reduce toll charges by between 25 to 36%. Now, Maju did say that under this offer, existing shareholders of Plus would benefit from an estimated total equity internal rate of return of approximately 16%. And of course, the other interesting proposal earlier this month has been from RRJ Capital, because they also offered to acquire Plus for 3.5 billion ringgit from an earlier proposed 3 billion.
Yeah, so these plans include 100% equity interest in Plus, as well as assuming debts, which are about 30 billion ringgit. And these plans also involve a 20-year extension to the concession and the government continuing to guarantee some of Plus's debts.
Well, we can barely keep up with the number of proposals because there's another one. And this is, of course, by Khazanah's own plan to take over the highways owned by Plus for 30.8 billion ringgit, Project Lintasan Kota Holdings for 3.1 billion ringgit, Gamuda for 5.6 billion ringgit, and IGM for 2.7 billion ringgit. Now, this would be a mix of cash and issuance of debt papers. Now, what is interesting is all this back and forth, right, by all these different players in terms of at what price they want to acquire Plus. Now, to me, this only just means that there is money to be made in highways. And if you look at this current environment where interest rates are so low, everybody is looking for safe assets that give you almost a guarantee kind of return, because it's the spread that you're looking at, right, between how much you can borrow to buy the asset versus how much money you can make from the collection of tolls.
Yeah, this is like, it's almost like a cash cow, because it's such a mature highway which everybody uses. In fact, we've got one of the most public holidays in the world, and we've got at least four religious festivals every year and a whole bunch of long weekends. You know, we've got more public holidays than we've got prime ministers in this country, right?
I think we have more public holidays than almost every country.
Yeah. So every single time the North-South Highway is jam-packed, it's like easy money in a way, right?
And there are very little alternatives, right? Yep. Because there's the old trunk road. And of course, recently we've had the West Coast Highway. And then you have East Coast Highway. But the main trunk through Peninsula Malaysia is still Plus.
Yeah, so raising funding for this acquisition is not going to be difficult. It's just what proposal finds favour with government.
But I guess, how do you balance then the proposed returns that you would get off of these highways versus the Pakatan Harapan's initial, at least, promise to abolish toll charges completely?
Yeah, it's the government is in a tough spot because I think when they came into government, they didn't expect the debt levels to be so high, right? That's number one. And of course, you do want to keep your promises, but sometimes it's a little bit more difficult when you come into power. The question is, okay, if you get a new party to come in or a new buyer to come in, how do you ensure that this strategic asset, whatever you want to call it, is a strategic one? The interests of the rakyat are still maintained, because if you put it in the hands of a private company, will it still maintain a certain level of standard? I mean, currently, yes, it is 51% owned by Khazanah and 49% owned by EPF. But if you drill down, who are the beneficiaries of Plasten? It's pretty much the Malaysians, right?
Well, because EPF is a half owner, like 49%, we've got amazing dividends from Plus every year. Will that come under threat if the private enterprise that comes in doesn't do its job? And don't forget, every year, at least 300 million ringgit is spent on maintaining the highway alone. Mm. I mean, if you read The Edge today, there's all kinds of stuff. There's loops, there's tunnels, there's viaducts, there's all kinds of stuff to take care of.
And not to mention, Plus also for the financial year ending December 2018, they suffered an after-tax loss of 93 million ringgit from 3.8 billion in revenue. And they've currently, I mean, as at the end of 2018, they do actually have liabilities of 32.8 billion ringgit, exceeding their total assets of 31.6 billion.
Well, this is partially because, if you ask me, they did pay quite a high price to take Plus private in, I guess, in the early 2000s. And as a result of this, the so-called liability still remains to today. But highways, the main thing is, when you look at it and how to price it, it should be very much based on the discounted cash flow model over the concession period. I think it'll be interesting to find out actually what is the true value or the fair value of Plus? And that would be something I'm curious. Somebody should do the maths on it.
How would you go about doing that math, actually?
I don't know. Ask the fund manager, man. She's here with us.
Our eyes are drilling into Wang Xiaoning at the moment.
If the fund managers are having difficulty, imagine the government, right? Mm. How do you value it?
Yeah, because there's only one Plus highway.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.